Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Thursday at 4 o'clock, we are joined by the great Mike Mayock. You can hear him on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. Mayock, thanks for joining us, man.
I appreciate it. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good,
man.
What's
up, Mike?
Doing pretty good. So, Eagles 2-0. We will get to the Rams game second, if you're okay with that. I want to talk about the Chiefs game first. So, big win in Kansas City. What we have been talking about, aside from the big win most of the week, is the offense. I think the passing game headlines it, but I also think the rushing game has not been at least what we have been used to with Saquon here. So from an offensive perspective, what did you see on Sunday?
Yeah, and you know, I was driving around yesterday. I caught you guys for about 20 minutes. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little frustrated by some negativity, especially towards the quarterback.
All right.
Spike, I think you're really good at callers, at making them, you know, calling them out to make sure that they answer your questions, and you're very good with that. And I kind of feel the same way, like, okay, so my biggest problem with their offense the other day was that Spagnuolo ran 7-0 blitzes at him, which is crazy.
Yep.
And people that don't know what a zero blitz is, it means they're bringing one more defender on a blitz than you can block. So by definition, there's going to be a free runner, and your wideouts ought to win. Okay? You're 1-on-1 with no help. So they did it 7 times, and the first 6 times were 3 incompletions and then 3 completions totaling 18 yards. Which is really not, it's bad. Okay? If they're going to zero blitz you, you got to make them pay. As a former defensive back, I hated zero blitz. Okay? You got to make them pay offensively if teams are going to zero blitz you. And the Eagles didn't do it until play number 7, which was the big throw down the field to Devontae Smith to the 4-yard line that ultimately set up the winning touchdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the production was awful, and I get frustrated about that, but I also know it's going to get better. And I also, when you watch the tape, like to give you like the Jalen Hurts stuff, I get frustrated because you watch the tape and, you know, I don't think you saw what happened with the Eagles pass protection on those 7-0 blitzes. I didn't know it until I saw it. And like on one play, Saquon Barkley missed 2 guys in the A gap. I mean, he in the center. I mean, 2 guys in the A-gap came through untouched in addition to the free runner outside, okay? On another pass protection, one of the tackles stepped out and blocked the defensive end instead of the safety to his inside gap. And my point is, I don't want to get overly technical, but there are so many things going on, right? To be sitting there and calling out Jalen Hurts when all he's done is take you to 2 Super Bowls in the last 3 years, win the first 2 games of your season, you know, Dallas and at Kansas City, has it been pretty? No. And I know you're frustrated by it because it doesn't look right, and you want the Eagles to get better as the season goes on. But all I'm trying to say is, man, I know how hard it is to win in this league. Ike knows how hard it is to win in this frickin' league, man. And it might be ugly, but they're 2-0, and give them a chance to work into their new offensive coordinator. The differences in their offensive line. Get comfortable with what they can do. And ultimately, if somebody wants to run 7-0s at you, you got to be run. I mean, you got two of the best wideouts in the league, and you got to use them to take advantage and win. But you also have to pass protect properly also. So I'm just kind of using that as an example of, I feel like you guys are all over Jalen, and the kid is—he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I mean, I don't get the criticism, to be honest.
Okay, so all fair points. Let me push back here. So you're right. For every single play, I did not go back and watch the way that you did on every single play. However, and Jalen Hurts did win the Super Bowl, and there are plenty of great things about Jalen Hurts. However, I will present this to you. Every year since 2022, they have passed for fewer yards than they have the year before. The last 3 years, they have had three separate offensive coordinators. Their pass game in 2023 was littered with turnovers. And one of the criticisms was that the pass game and the offense was too simple and was the other teams were figuring it out, and that's why it wasn't working. In 2024, there were specific articles, especially after the bye week, that they simplified the offense and they just concentrated on the players that they had. But once again, the pass game took a step back. He didn't turn the ball over, but they were 29th in the league in passing. This year, again, just trend-wise, another new offensive coordinator. Again, the criticism is that A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, once again, not involved in the offense, with a different offensive coordinator, with, again, similar criticisms. So what that says to me is there are two constants over those 3 years, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. So if it is an issue that the pass game is getting worse, and you're right, they have a ton of talent, but part of that talent is supposed to be the guy who is under center, who is being paid $55 million a year. So we have A.J. Brown, who's super talented, Devontae Smith, who is super talented, Dallas Goedert was not there on Sunday, super talented, Saquon Barkley, offensive line, all of those things. Are they all going to be perfect every time? Absolutely not. Are there going to be stinkers in there? Absolutely. Did they win the Super Bowl? Yes. But when we're trying to diagnose what is going on here, and when we have the only quarterback in the NFL who hasn't thrown a touchdown pass, the only one, what's his name? The backup that they just drafted in Cleveland. Dylan Gabriel has a touchdown pass. All those things, if you look at it and you say, we have the most talented offense in all of football, and we can't figure out a way to have a dynamic passing game. Now, people will point to the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, which were great, absolutely big games. But if there isn't a way to replicate that regularly, I think you have to look and say, why is that? So that is the perspective that I'm coming from. It is more big picture than it is about Sunday's game.
And I look at it, I think you provided a couple of the answers to the audience, but you took the negative side of it. I look at it like, hey, three coordinators in 3 years, it takes a while to get through your process and your identity. Like last year, they were 2-2 when they went to their bye week, and I didn't know who they were offensively. And to be really honest with you, I don't know who they are this year. Okay? The common denominator there is new coordinators each year. All right? And you're right. He had too many turnovers in 23, and I think that's why he was risk-averse last year. And I told you guys several times, I watched enough tape to see where I just wanted him to rip it and give 6 and 11 chances to make plays. Okay? I told you that last year. And then when they got in the playoffs in the Super Bowl, he did that. Ball came out early. He gave them chances to make plays, and they did. Now, you saddle him with the third offensive coordinator in 3 years, and if you go back to college, he's got about 7 and 8 years. I mean, every year this kid has got to learn a new offense with different nuances.
But it's not a new offense. I mean, here is what I see. Hold on, Mike. It is three offensive coordinators in 3 years, for sure. But you can look around the league. Baker Mayfield's had three offensive coordinators in 3 years. Daniel Jones is with a different offensive coordinator, a different head coach, and a completely different team and is functional. The Philadelphia Eagles are returning 9 of 11 starters on offense, I believe, including all the skill players. And their offensive coordinator has been the pass game coordinator for the Eagles for 3 years. So, yes, it's new, but it's not that new.
But I guess my point, the bigger picture, okay, you want to talk bigger picture, is that you want to point at the $55 million guy when there's an awful lot of moving parts to this right now. One of them is the coordinator who's going to put his own patent on this offense. Is it Nick's ultimately? Sure. But each guy's a little different, okay? There's different nuances to what they're trying to work through. So at the end of the day, you got to look at it and say, okay, it's a different OC. Okay, we got to work through that process. Number two, how's the offensive line playing? I'm a Stoutland guy, always have been, love Stout. But I thought they played below average last week. I think the left guard is hurt and not playing up to his capabilities. I think they're having some issues up front with communication. And at the end of the day, we lump it all into the Jalen puddle. It's all Jalen's fault.
I don't think that's what everybody is saying. Now, maybe that's what you heard in the 20 minutes. We've heard on the radio stations, there's been plenty of Kevin Petullo. We had several callers talking about Nick Sirianni as well. I think, you know, when you said, and this is why he gets a lot of the blame, right? You said to me, all the kid's done is take the team to two Super Bowls and win one. Well, okay, so all that one player has done, you're giving him credit for going to two Super Bowls and winning one, yet everybody else is the problem when it goes wrong. You know, he's the quarterback. So if he's going to get all the credit and he's going to be the Super Bowl MVP and he's going to be the face of the team and we're going to give him credit when things go well and when they win games, which, by the way, we had the best player in the league in Saquon Barkley last year. We had the number one team in the defense in the league last year. And what you just said to me was, Jalen Hurts took them to win a Super Bowl. So what I'm going to tell you is, just one more second. What I'm going to tell you is, if you're going to tell me that Jalen Hurts took them to win a Super Bowl last year, I'm going to tell you that Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of this offense that has not looked good this year.
He's the leader of that team. And generically, we all talk about quarterbacks, whether they take their teams to the playoffs. I didn't mean it specifically. Okay, at the end of the day, we all know that the Eagles are set up a little bit differently than most teams. And what does that mean? You've already told me about all the talent. Okay, so the kid has to step up when he needs to, and in the biggest moments he has.
Yeah. Well,
so what I'm really saying at the end of the day is give the guy an opportunity to work through what they're working through, because it's O-line. Let me tell you, here's one thing, okay? Spike, the first play of the game was, and I don't know if you guys saw it or
we did.
Yep, I know you,
we did.
Yep, we seen it.
It was dialed up for a shot to A.J. Brown, right?
Yep.
And A.J. Brown was open.
Yep.
And they max protected, play action, and Kansas City ran a corner blitz, and both tight ends missed the block. Both of them on one corner. 81 was late getting out of his block, and 80, whatever it is, 83. Couldn't get there in time coming across. So the tight ends went 0 for 2 when that should have been a 70-yard touchdown. How different would the conversation be if play number one had been blocked correctly and they go 70 to AJ to kick that game off?
Yeah, but how different would the conversation be with that pass that you're talking about to Devontae Smith that by the way, was an outrageous play by Devontae Smith? Like, how different are we talking about the game if Devontae Smith doesn't go back and get that pass? We can do all day, you know, this play happened, this play didn't happen, whose fault was this, whose fault was that? But I think big picture, like you said, the praise and the criticism is always going to come back on the head coach and the quarterback.
Go ahead, Ike.
I was going to jump in here for a second, Mike, because here's the thing I'm looking for. I'm looking for, I guess, reason to continue to believe that it's going to get better. Let me ask you this, Mike, in watching it. Do you think they're close to the passing game sort of being more effective? And do you believe they need to be better in the passing game? I know they're 2-0 right now. They've done what they needed to do to win games. And winning games early in the season when people are still trying to get their footing is most important. But when you get to the middle of the season in November and December, I feel like you need to be at your best. So one of the things I'm wondering is, can we win like this, throwing 100, 125 yards a game? Or do you believe there's plays there that they're one or two blocks or what have you away from connecting on those things? Do you feel like they will get better in this area?
What I think my point is, and maybe I haven't made it well, is that I think they've earned the right to work their way into this thing. And like last year when they were 2-2, they ended up winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This year they're 2-0. And am I happy with the pass game? No. I think you probably could tell by the way I just talked about zero coverage.
Right.
I think you got to have a dagger and go attack the defense with two of the best wideouts in football. Okay?
Yeah.
However, I believe that they're going to figure that out and a way to pass protect it, to give them time to do that.
Okay.
And all the other things that go into that. Do I think it's going to take some time, Mike? I do. Okay? Do I love the pass game today? No. But it's hand-in-hand with a run game.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are frustrated with the run game. And, you know, he went 22 for 88, I think, 4 yards. You know he isn't running any differently than he did last year. Okay? And at the end of the day, again, I think game plan and who you're playing, as they go forward, they have to get better. If they don't get better, it's not playoffs and it's not Super Bowl. Like, I'm not trying to sugarcoat it
right.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing is give them time to figure it out and get there because the execution is not good today offensively.
No, listen, that's why we love having you. That's why we love having you. We know you're going to go comb through the tape. You're going to see things that we don't see and be able to provide that information. So I'm good with that. I think when this thing with the radio, right? We discuss this every day, and I think if and I'm not faulting you or what have you, because when you catch the show, whenever you catch it, you're catching the conversation wherever
right.
it's at.
Right.
And so I totally understand that. I think the large portion of the week has been trying to figure out why it's this way. Will it get better? Who's at fault for why it's this way? The OC, is it the quarterback? And it's when we do this every day, it becomes a little repetitive, I believe, for a lot of people. But I don't know. Spike is a little more critical, and I understand where he's coming from. But I think the large majority of people just feel like it needs to get better. They're happy that the team is 2-0, but they feel like, man, can we win like this if we play like this all year long? You know what I'm saying? Like, you almost had that feeling of we're not dominating a team, we're getting by.
Right. And everything you said, I agree with. What I'm trying to say is really just having been with the Raiders gave me a different perspective than just a quote media guy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I played in the NFL. I wasn't
yes.
good, but, but I was a player too.
Yep.
So it made me realize how hard it is to win in this friggin' league. Okay. And that it is a process. And that if you don't come out week one and two killing it, like the Eagles a year ago, going into bye week, you know, people are going to lose their jobs and players aren't going to get extended. Bad things happen as a consequence. All I'm saying is I trust that they're going to get it right over time.
Yeah.
Will it be quick? I don't think so. I think there's a lot of work to do, especially in the pass game. But I think they got to trust those two wideouts. And they got to throw the ball to them even when they look like they're covered, especially when it's press coverage and you get a defensive back's back turned to the line of scrimmage.
Okay,
and that's what they did on that last one. So, you know, to a degree, Spike, I'm agreeing with you. It has
sure.
to get better. It has to get better, or it's not going to be good. But all I'm saying is, man, If these guys haven't earned your trust and confidence, who the hell ever will?
Well, that's the thing with Spike, Mike. No, listen. Are you kidding me? Earning his trust and confidence, that's probably one of the hardest things to do around here.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody.
But Joel Embiid's going to be great this year.
I think overall is if it hadn't been things, the thing that you just said, right, is the, and Ike's right. And by the way, it's not just the Eagles, it's every team. It's how I am. But the thing that you just said, that I think that, yes, they have earned as an organization the trust that they'll get it right. Yeah. For sure, in one way or another.
Yes.
Sure. But the other thing that comes into my mind is when you said, okay, they have to throw it to those guys whether they're open or not. Or, you know what, but if I hadn't heard that same exact thing for 17 games last year, you know, with a few exceptions, I think I would be more willing to think this is going to work its way out. But truthfully, it was most of the year last year until those final two games. So I think the bigger concern is if these were things we hadn't seen before, that's a different problem. We didn't expect, but they are similar issues. He was hesitant to pull the trigger on those plays last year too. So that's where the concern is.
Let's turn the page real fast to the Rams. Last
sure.
thing I have to say
yep.
is basically 2-2, they go into a bye week and they come out. What's their identity starting week 5 offensively?
Run the ball.
Run the damn ball. That's who they're going to be. And you know what? That made a huge difference in the rest of that season. Everything came off the run. And because of that, and because the kid had thrown interceptions the year before, he was ultra conservative, and that's okay. It won you a Super Bowl, okay? And did he start to rip the ball at the end of the year when teams got better in the playoffs and they're trying to shut Saquon down? Hell yeah, they did. And what I'm hoping and believing is that they're going to work towards that again. And all I know is that Sean McVay reminds me a lot of John Gruden, and he's going to sit up all night, every night this week. I don't know if he'll sleep, and he's going to scheme how to get Puka or Devontae on number 8. And that's what he's going to spend all week doing. And that's what he's unbelievable at. He really is.
What do you think's going to happen on Sunday?
You know what? I this is one I can't talk much about because I haven't seen their tape. I saw some of I know him from last year with a lot of tape, and I know Sean personally, and you know, I know how his mind works. He comes from the Gruden school and how they think. He's going to bring an offensive challenge to the Eagles, okay? And Matthew Stafford is a completely different quarterback when you can smack him a couple times early in the game. When he's back there with impunity, it's like Jared Goff the other night. You know, he's just going to rip it all over the place. And then as far as defensively, their front is really good. It's one of the youngest, best front groups in the league. Back end is a little bit questionable, especially with Witherspoon going down. So again, I think it gives the Eagles an opportunity, if they want, to try and get after the pass game early and push the ball down the field, try and get some completions, try and get people to back out of the box a little bit, get a lead, and then run Saquon. For me, I would love to see that.
All right, Mike. Well, I appreciate the back and forth. Always, always informed, always great. We will look forward to talking to you next week, Mike.
Hope you guys have a great week.
All right, you too, Mike. I love Mayock.
Oh, yeah.
I love Mayock. Let me go back and forth with him. You know, guy was a general manager of a football team. Let me go back. I love Mayock. A plus. I love Mayock.
We got through it.
I love that. Yeah. What?
Nothing. That was
good.
Listen, I'm trying to keep the peace, man.
So we do.
And that's, yes.
I don't have Mayock's info. Tell him I love him.
Yeah,
call Mayock.
I'm trying to keep the peace.
All right.
Trying to keep the peace.
The quarterback's an all right player.
I want to make sure we keep Mike.
Yes, I thought that was a reasonable back
fine.
And forth.
You were okay. fine. Yeah, right. You were fine. No, okay. Everybody was respectful. You respectfully disagree. Yes. Nothing wrong with that.
I can't. He can't. Yeah, he's coming at my throat. You know, I can't. I can't just sit there and take it. So Jason Kelce is on every week with the WIP Morning Show. He said a few interesting things this morning about the media, about the offense, about the tush push, We will get to that next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, where the only thing that matters is whether you win or not. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. New question, which number 8 do you have more confidence in for the rest of the season? Nick Castellanos or Adoree Jackson? Ike, which number 8 do you have?
What the hell type question is that?
Well, wow. I like that Mayock went number 8
On Adoree.
And, yeah. And when he talked about Adoree on the phone call. And it got me thinking,
yeah.
Which number 8 do people believe more in?
Well, I'm Casty.
I think it's Casty, too.
Yeah. What about you, Ike?
Yeah, it's probably Casty.
What do you think the poll is at?
Probably Casty. I would go... It's close, though. Let's go 55.
78% cast.
Damn, 78, yeah. Not even close.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I think it's, you know, some of the hot take artists like Jack, people have turned a little too hard on Casty.
Nah.
Casty is a playoff guy. He has settled into his platoon role. I just think if the Phillies win the World Series, there's going to be a big Castellanos hit in there somewhere.
Sure.
That is my belief.
Okay, contribute. Awesome.
Yeah, I think he will. I think
listen, Pat Burrell got a big hit in the World Series.
He is, and forever a hero.
Yeah.
You know, it was him and the Clydesdales, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone forgot about, you know, just the jumping out of the way of a fastball inside.
Yeah.
Didn't matter anymore.
It hit 200 for a whole year.
I think he's the lowest batting average amongst qualified hitters in the history of the World Series.
Oh, really?
Pat Burrell?
He has won.
Yeah, he got the key hit. He got the winning run.
Well, he had the 409-foot double, And then they pulled
him.
But then he also went to the World Series with the Giants. No hits in the World Series.
Oh, he didn't get any hits in the World Series with the Giants?
No.
Oh, wow.
But the Clydesdales.
But he won.
He's a winner.
He's a two-time champion.
Gary in Vineland. You're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Man, all I need to hear Mayock say was, you know what I'm saying, right? instead of answering you back. Oh, that would have been the best.
That's what I appreciate about Mayock. Here is a specific thing I appreciate about Mayock. There is no doubt that Mayock's bona fides, as far as football goes, are worlds ahead of where I am. Worlds ahead. But the fact is that Mayock got in there and engaged in the conversation back and forth in a way that I think was good. So Mayock didn't pull the, you've never done this, you've never done that, you don't know, none of that. So
yeah.
I give credit to Mayock. Mayock could have easily dismissed me like some other callers do. They just start talking to Ike. But Mayock stayed dialed in. So Mayock gets an A+ for me.
However, loses, I'm going to say A-, because had he been a listener, he definitely would have done that just to break some stones.
Yeah. Well, maybe he needs to, he's obviously going to keep an eye on us from now on.
Wait till he brings up your dad.
He's got, oh yeah. Look, Spike, you wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for your dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nepotism.
Yep. What's going on, Gary?
I wish I could sing the way my friend's cover band used to sing the Biz Markie song. It was a little bit funnier.
What, then the way that Biz Markie sings it?
Yeah,
he sings it pretty funny, too. So what's going on, Gary?
So, yeah, man, I really think, you know, next time you were Turner, you definitely should ask him why he sucks so bad. Like, you should definitely drive that home. You know, when you're face-to-face with somebody and you maybe want to interview again, you should definitely be like, you're horrible. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Why?
I should dig
like,
in.
What the hell?
You know what we're going to do? We're going to block out an hour and a half with Trey Turner. I'm going to come in with tape of every time he was at bat that he didn't get a hit, and I'm going to ask him why he sucks so bad in that at bat.
I love the Skittles question. I thought that was hilarious.
Come on.
Like, you get to know the person as a person, not just baseball.
And
not everybody could be that guy playing with his kid's truck.
Yeah, dude. We're at spring training with the Phillies. Want to have a good time. And by the way, I didn't think it was a softball interview. I thought it was a good interview, but whatever.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
And then yesterday on the way home, I thought I was concussed with the guy fighting for Kenny Tula.
Now, I thought I was concussed, like, too, with that one.
What is going on?
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Did I hit my head?
There are some Kenny Pickett guys out there. I wonder if it's because he's from Jersey. He is from...
I guess.
I'm from Jersey.
Yeah. What's that?
He said, I'm from Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Well, he played college in Jersey, right?
He played college at Pitt.
He went to Pitt.
Oh, right. So he's from Jersey.
He's from like,
Jersey.
Ocean City.
Yeah. He was an Eagles fan when I played.
Which, again... He thought the 4th and 26 play happened in 2005, which it happened in 2003.
So he's not a real Eagles fan.
I'm just on these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when he was bragging about his 15-10 overall record, I'm like, that's not that good.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's a good record.
Okay. Yeah. It's not like, oh my God, wow, sign this guy.
Yeah, yeah. If you go to the record thing over performance, it's got to be like Jalen's record. Jalen's record, truly, to say that they only... You know, after the bye week last year, they only lost one game that he started and finished.
You know why, Spike?
What's that?
You know why?
Because he's a winner.
Because all Jalen does is win.
Yeah, all he does is win. But point being is I can talk about pass the ball this way, pass the ball that way, all I want. Losing one game over, you know, however many weeks, that 18 weeks, that is an impressive thing. So even though he didn't play in two of the games, which they won without him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Gary.
All right, man. Have a good day.
All right, there it is. Gary from Biden. Jennifer in Tennessee with her regular check-in. What's up, Jennifer?
Oh, it's great to talk to you guys, and thanks for getting me in. It's really hard right now for me to plan a day when I think I'm going to be able to get on and when I'm at home so I can keep doing stuff while I'm on hold and I can be patient and, like today, cook my dinner and all that. So, anyway.
Well, what'd you cook for dinner?
Oh, that's an old Howard thing.
That's an old line right there.
Well, she said she cooked.
You asking her that because it's a woman?
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. I'm a big Jennifer in Tennessee guy.
I cooked dinner. I cooked scallops. And then I've got mushrooms and asparagus. And the mushrooms and asparagus are separate.
Oh, there you go. So I could have it. Right. So I could have it. Right.
I don't think Tennessee's a scallop state either.
Yeah, where are they getting the scallops from?
Well, I have to try and eat healthier. So I joined the monthly Wild Alaskan Club.
Okay.
Ah, okay.
And so you get shipments, like frozen shipments of seafood? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right, Jennifer.
Yeah. So anyway, to be true to the show, so my answers to the questions. First, I'm okay with a win over functionality because I want them, if they don't need to use the passing game, since every team is really scrutinizing their offense, just save it to when they need to use it. So that's my thinking on that.
On the tush push?
On the offense in general, passing game.
Oh.
Save it for when they need to use it.
No.
So yeah, just like last year, they saved it for the end of the year.
Well, but also too, the reason, I mean, they didn't use it because everybody's been scrutinizing them. So they've got to come up with some new things.
Oh, by the way, Jennifer, they are going to, he's going to throw for 268 yards and 3 touchdowns on Sunday. I have no doubt, actually. This is setting up for one of those games where we get a that what you wanted to see game from Jalen Hurts.
And a lot of fans being like, nah, 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 boo, boo, Spike. Stick your head in doo-doo.
Well, I think, so having, because I'm a big Phillies fan and I'm losing a whole lot of faith in Castellano, but I'm impressed with Topper and his decisions. I have to go with the new Eagles guy, number 8.
Adoree Jackson over Casty? Wow.
Yes. That he will make some kind of big contribution this season because they will need him. I mean, I don't feel like the Phillies need Casty to win the World Series.
Well, thank you for the call, Jennifer. Always great to hear from you.
I agree with that.
I think they're going to need everybody.
Takes a village, Spike.
Takes a village. You never know who the hero is going to be.
I certainly agree with that. But what I'm saying is that we can spot play him.
Yes, and I think
put
they
him
will.
In good situations.
Sure.
Will he still swing at the first pitch?
Yes.
He worked a walk last night.
There you go.
At one point.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I had to readjust the Twitter poll. I forgot a number 8.
Who
could forget Paul George?
Oh.
What a collection of 8s.
Yeah.
I wish I knew who the Flyers number 8 was.
I was going to say, who's the... somebody will tell us.
Yeah. if there is one.
Text Brodes. Maybe Brodes will know.
It's probably retired. Was
Recky retired?
Recky, I think, was 8. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215
5. Is Recky retired?
Is Recky retired?
No,
oh, his number's not retired.
Yeah,
no. 215-592-9494.
Recky played when I played.
Yes, yeah. Is he retired?
Is Chris Chelios still playing?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. 215-592-9494. We'll get to what Jason Kelce said. A few interesting things on the morning show today, right after I tell you about something interesting about dogs and cats rule. What's the most interesting? Well, I'll tell you what's the most important. What the most important thing is to the lead dog, George Perini, in all 7 dogs and cats rule locations is that you are going to encounter a staff that is going to be able to answer your questions about what to feed your dog or cat, about what supplements they may need. You might say, you know, you usually go to a pet store, maybe you Google it, maybe ask your vet, something like that. The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule is so informed and their products from a nutrition perspective are so great that they are going to be able to answer those questions for you. Take as much time as you need. And while you're there, you know, if there's treats you want, they've got the treats. They've also got officially licensed Trey Turner jerseys, Bryce Harper jerseys, Jalen Hurts jerseys, Saquon Barkley jerseys at every Dogs and Cats Rule location. There are 7 of them, in case you didn't know. Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey. 5 of them in Pennsylvania. Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. So the big story, you know, Jordan Mailata came on the show on Tuesday and set off a bit of a chain reaction. There was already a lot of tush push conversation.
Discourse, yeah.
Discourse. And the national media, in which I believe is a coordinated effort to get the tush push out of football, has really lined up. It made Jordan mad. Here was Jason Kelce this morning on the tush push.
I think the play's done. I think that the play was going to be done last year. I think that there's a lot of people within the league on multiple levels I want the play to be gone, which is fine. I think we'll still go back to running quarterback sneak, and I'm sure they'll figure out ways to be successful. I'm not really that concerned with it, to be very candid.
Yeah, I guess the play is done. I guess it is. I mean, I don't know how many votes. Did they not even have
needed two votes.
What's that? Yeah.
They only needed two.
So they only have to convert two more.
Yeah.
Two more. So, yeah, I do think that the, you know, I thought Jordan made a good point on the false starting. So, yes, when you slow it down, you can see them false starting every time. I do wonder how many goal line plays and regular sneak plays and short yardage plays that if you went back and watched, is the offensive line doing a similar thing?
I'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah, because the whole idea of them doing that, they need to get some sort of, they're creating an advantage there.
Right.
So if you're running a regular goal line play, you're not thinking of trying to create an advantage from having linemen fire off sooner. I didn't realize it until it was pointed out, and I've seen this damn touch push a million times. I didn't realize that the ball is not in front of everybody.
No,
it should be, though.
Yes, well, because otherwise you're in the neutral zone.
Yes.
So the ball is almost underneath,
under the center.
Under the center.
Yes, at least his head.
Is over the football.
Over the ball, yeah.
Not in a normal, maybe a little bit for football play, but it looks by...
I didn't even see the football.
Yeah, it looks by 2 feet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the other thing that Jordan brought up that I think is interesting, and he said, or somebody reported, maybe I was Elliot that said, Insider of the Year Elliot, said that the Eagles have also told the league that the other team is screaming out their cadence, which is against the rules,
right,
too, which should be a penalty as well.
The refs should hear that.
Yeah, so if I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
It's probably just one of those things they don't call.
Right.
So if they're going to keep an eye on this false starting, they got to keep an eye on that as well, because I want if we're going to lose it next year, I want to get maximum advantage out of it this year. So
no, don't worry, they will.
So, yes.
They will.
So Jason also talked about the Eagles' offense so far this season. This is what he had to say.
I think that they've been great in certain situations. I think they've been really good in the red zone. I think that they've been good in third down conversions, which part of that is tush push related. Overall, it feels like it's just a little bit disjointed and guys are kind of missing here and there. I still think there's a lot of optimism moving forward. I have a lot of confidence that the passing game will pick up.
Yeah, disjointed is a good way to put it. It actually reminds me a little bit in a different way of when the Andy Reid offense wasn't working. It felt like there was no rhythm. It feels like there's no rhythm to the Eagles offense right now, except for the first 2.5 drives of the Cowboys game. And finally, Jason Kelce on the Philadelphia media, of which he is part of right now. Here is Jason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm very pro Philadelphia media being very honest with their sports teams. I think that in general, it pushes a lot of the times the envelope, and I've seen that in the building, that it has an effect on people to make corrections and make change. And I think it's actually one of Philadelphia's media landscape strengths. It's very frustrating to go through at times as a player and an athlete in the city, or a coach, I'm sure. But the reality is, I do think the net gain from it, where like you can't fall asleep in the city. You are going to be getting crucified if you're not going out there and doing your job. And I think that that does push people.
Him saying, Ike, that the media and the fans' reaction has changed things. He said, I've seen it within the building, that the way the media is can enact change within the team. Uh-huh. I think that's a pretty interesting thing to say. The fact that the media can yell about something so much that the team inside the building adjusts because of it, not just how they handle PR. I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think he's talking about gameplay and, you know, decisions they make. That's a pretty interesting thing.
I think he's talking about more about the front office.
You think so?
Yeah.
In terms of what players they acquire?
What players they should acquire, yep. You know, stuff like that. You know, the whole need a wide receiver thing.
Right.
You know, I'd be shocked from a coaching standpoint.
Yes.
If they allowed fans from outside to dictate what they're doing in a game.
Well,
Angelo did get Doug to take the ball, right, against the Cowboys?
You're right. That was one instance where
Doug listened.
Yeah, Doug listened, and he shouldn't. That's when we knew it was on the way to being the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder
actually did take the ball, yeah.
Is that what y'all wanted to see? It was the Steelers game last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wonder if the passing in that game was a reaction to the media.
To the media?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, it was a reaction to AJ.
Yeah, that's what was a reaction to.
Well, Brandon's
which
part
they
of the
blamed
media.
On the media, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
They blamed on us.
Yeah.
Fair point. I've forgotten that was the same week.
I do agree that I believe the criticism or not even criticism, just holding the teams accountable.
Yes.
Right? When he said you can't fall asleep at the wheel, he said something to that effect. Basically, I mean, you just can't rest on your laurels in this city.
No.
You don't win, or you're not playing well, or you're not putting a good product out on the field. We're going to let you know about it.
I think that's healthy.
And he has that perspective because he's now on this side.
Right.
So he understands it much better.
He said, as a player, it's hard to go through sometimes.
Exactly.
But to get on, as you are,
yep.
For two decades now,
yep.
on the other side,
yep.
you realize how necessary that is to a good sports environment, I
yes.
think. Speaking of good, here's a bad guy, Cowboy Jim, here on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Spike, you should have replayed the conversation between Jason Kelce and Justin from Tennessee. Jason Kelce didn't think Justin was a real person.
Is that he thought he was somebody doing a bit? Is that what he thought?
Doing a bit. You know,
oh, wow.
You know, all these ways to cook a raccoon and things like that. You know, but you know, Justin, you are an embarrassment to the great people of Tennessee.
Oh, no.
Take it down a notch.
No.
I'll kick your ass.
You don't come after Justin.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Justin's down there in Tennessee happier than a dog and a cat with multiple Peters and no idea what to do with them.
All right, I got a few more things I need to get off my chest here. Three things that need to be banned: the cheating, fraudulent tush push,
okay.
which you guys do cheat.
Okay.
West Coast teams playing at 1 p.m. in Philadelphia. It's unfair to the Rams. I mean, I just want an Eagles loss, okay? Give me a break. And Herb is a 5-6 guy, not a 3:45 guy, okay? We all wait for Herb from 3. 5 to 6.
Look, I wanted to give the 3 o'clock hour people a taste of Herb. I thought about it. I looked at the clock and I said to myself, you know, a lot of the 3 o'clock people, a lot of people listen at 3, never get to hear Herb. And I'll tell you what, Herb brought it. He was basically singing the whole time. And he had really good points about the offense. They should go left and right and have play action.
And, right. And yeah. Defense, 46 defense.
46 defense, buddy style. Absolutely.
And something I wanted to say yesterday about Elitis Ike. I don't carry cash. My congregation carries it for me. Money is dirty. I don't know where to put it. When asked for a tip, Ike responds is, sorry, I don't have cash.
Nope, I asked you, do you have Venmo or Cash App?
Yeah, and he's actually very good about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. He's
okay.
A big tipper.
And, you know, I really thought I was going to miss Mr. Magoo on the Charters. You know, it was, I can't sleep, I can't eat this, I can't drink that. You know, can I have a bag of food to take home? And then I met Devin. And everything just was forgotten. So, goodbye, losers.
Okay. Wow. He's saying Devin is better on the flight than Howard was.
Well, you know he had to be.
She's certainly less demanding.
For sure.
Yes. I can imagine. Yeah,
that was his flight.
She's low maintenance.
But by the way, put Cowboy Jim to work on that plane.
Exactly.
Don't let him
off
easy.
How is he still on the charter?
I have no idea. He gives out so much information on the air that he shouldn't. Even... took a shot at the organization earlier this year.
Yes, because they got the travel thing or something.
Yes,
that's not good.
What is coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Ah, the funniest things I've heard in the last couple of days.
Okay, I like those funniest things you've heard in the last couple of days.
Yep,
that is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.